Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with local comedian Luke Valvona. Thanks for coming on the show.
Lovely to be here. How are you doing?
Apart from the old croaky voice, it just makes me sound like a bit like a Barry White, but not as sexy, I suppose. I'm all right. It's all good. No one's died yet. So let's get stuck in, shall we?
Yep.
let's just knock it out and see what we can do. Right. Can you tell me and the listener a little bit about yourself, such as how long you've been a comedian and what style of comedy do you perform?
Well, I'm a musical comedian, and I really started back in 2014, so I guess I've been going about 10 years
now. About 10 years now?
Yeah. First thing I did really was the Brighton Fringe in 2014.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'd been in a little sort of double act prior to that, but we never quite got off the ground, and
finding your feet, as it were.
Yeah. And so the Brighton Fringe was going to be the where it all came together, and then my partner dropped out, so I was left with a Brighton Fringe show.
It's like I've
on now. My own, and it was either cancel the show or do the show and make something of it. So I became a comedian just to save myself some money.
You just took the plunge and went, right, we're going to do this.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Hey, nothing wrong with that. You're still doing it, so there's got to be, must have done something right, Johnny.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so what inspired you to be a comedian then?
It's always been the life I've wanted to lead, going from town to town, getting no sleep, eating terrible food, drinking a lot, and... I don't know. No, I suppose the adulation of audiences is
you like the thrill of the crowd.
Yeah. There's nothing better than going on stage, saying something, and everybody laughing
or not. Obviously, sometimes jokes go over people's heads that don't quite get it, do they?
And well, sometimes that can be a sort of a perverse sort of pleasure of its own.
When I said that to myself in the dressing room earlier, I thought that was really funny, but apparently it wasn't. It's like, oops.
Yeah.
Ah, dear. Right, so who is your favourite comedian then?
That's a good question. I always used to say Bill Bailey. He was the one that first sort of got me into...
I'm not... Bill Bailey, amazing comedian.
Yeah.
I've seen him a couple of times at Glastonbury. I'm not a religious man, but if there was a God, that's what God would look like, Bill Bailey.
Yeah.
But with white robes, obviously, do you know what I mean? I don't know why, but that's what I've got in my head.
Yeah. I think he's modelled himself on... on God. So he was the first comedian I've ever saw on TV that actually made me laugh out loud, and he was doing not just sort of amazing musical stuff but also like intelligent stuff and sort of in jokes for musicians, but sort of it was broad enough that anyone could get it. And being a musician, obviously, at the time I was just like, oh, this is amazing. I've always loved him. At the moment, I don't know, James Acaster is one of my favourites. Who else do I really like at the moment? I'd say with musical comedy, it's a little bit different for me because...
Feel free then, really.
Yeah, although as a musical comedian, there's a lot of musical comedy that I don't enjoy so much. So when one comes along that I really do enjoy, that's something that I like. And for me recently, I came across a guy called Jazz Emu.
Right, not heard of him myself.
No. He's got a very sort of 70s vibe.
Oh, right.
Just sort of, you know, real sort of funky tracks, and he dresses in a 70s way. He's one of my favourites at the moment. Who else? Stuart Lee, of course. And lots of big names. We've got Tony Law. I should mention, actually, we've got our own comedy nights coming up soon called Bally Rags. More about that later.
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
And one of the headliners we've got coming up for next month is Tony Law, and he's always been one of my favourites as well. He's just so off the wall. He can and will say anything, and it just works. And and I had the pleasure of seeing him 2 weeks ago at the semi-finals of the Musical Comedy Awards.
So what? Tell us a little bit more about this comedy award, then.
Yeah. Well, so I got through to the finals of the Musical Comedy Awards. Thank you very much. And they took the actual final took place Saturday just gone. And I didn't place, but...
but the main thing is you took part.
The main thing is I took part and I got paid. There's many competitions that don't pay their acts. This one at least did for the final. So
that's something that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
So we'll go back to it anyway. So you've got some gigs coming upcoming. Can you tell us about the gigs that you've got upcoming?
The Ballyrags ones, yeah. The first one is this Thursday, and they're at Bar 74 in Ryde.
That's down Union Street.
Down Union Street near the bottom. £10 entry plus booking fee, or £12 on the door. 7 p.m. doors open. And the whole point of Ballyrags is to sort of bring in the big names across to the island, you know, so people who've been on TV, we've got Alistair Williams coming up, who was voted British Comedian of the Year last year.
So you've got some established and upcoming acts on the billing then for these events.
We're shelling out for the headliners, but then also we've got some local acts on the bill, so that's going to be nice to sort of create that avenue for
giving local artists an opportunity and a platform to perform in it, and
exactly
show their talent and showcase their wares, as it were.
Basically, yeah, because we want to create an outlet, a pathway into the comedy industry on the Isle of Wight that doesn't require commuting or relocation. Because there isn't really much of a comedy scene at the moment, and I think there really could be.
Yeah, you're doing your bit to kick-start that momentum. So yeah. It's just like perhaps other people then become involved or come down to a night, have a good laugh, literally. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And then think, oh, I might better do that, and other bits and pieces as well.
Yeah, it's like when because I feel like when the Isle of Wight Festival came back, the music scene really blossomed, really kicked off, and now we've got such an amazing music scene on the island, and I get about to plenty of the open mic nights myself, performing as Baron Fortitude, my character, to just keep myself on it, I suppose.
Yeah, keep yourself fresh. And
yeah, it's very worthwhile rehearsal space for me, all the island open mic nights. But basically the music scene on the island is amazing, and I think the comedy scene could go that way as well if it just
had that,
push
that little bit extra.
Yeah,
that's fair enough.
So that's what I'm working
on.
You
run an improv class as well, am I right?
I founded the Isle of Wight School of Comedy, which you can find on Facebook. Just search for Isle of Wight School of Comedy. That was just over 2 years ago that I started that.
So just coming out of COVID then, as well?
Yeah. When I'd sort of recently moved back to the island at that time as well, and so I teach improv and I also teach stand-up comedy. The comedy classes are every Tuesday at Bar 74 in Ryde, 7 p.m. £10, and the improv classes are starting this week. After a hiatus, I stopped them for a while, but they're coming back. Also, Bar 74, 11 p.m. on Saturdays, £10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do people need to book in advance for that?
No, they can just rock up and go,
teach me how to be funny.
No need to book in advance. Yeah, just rock up as long as, you know, 300 people don't turn up at once. I think we should be able to manage. Yeah, yeah.
I may have overthought this a little bit.
Yeah, what is the reach of Vectis Radio? Am I going to have to bar the doors now?
You never know. You never know.
Yeah.
Right. So we've kind of touched on this a little bit, but we'll cover the bases, as it were. Do you have a website and any social media sites?
If so,
what are they?
Yes. So my character, Baron Fortitude, Victorian rapper. You can see me sporadically at any open mics on the Isle of Wight. But yes, you can also find me at baronfortitude.com. Or on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or Spotify.
Oh, so all the big major streaming platforms,
yeah,
and social media
just
sites.
Just search Baron Fortitude, and you'll find me with raps about tea, raps about Charles Dickens. What else have I got?
Raps about tea?
Tea, yes, a rap about tea. The correct way to make a cup of tea.
Ah, so you're a milk in or a milk out first person then?
Oh, should I spoil it for you? Well, I wouldn't want to spoil the milk. Victorian style, because I'm all about doing the maximum amount of research, getting everything historically accurate. As I say in my sets, if everything is historically accurate, and if you're not enjoying it, it's your fault for not having done the required research.
You've got to know how to make your tea.
Yeah. So actually, yes, in Victorian times, milk first,
because it's something to do with how the temperature of the tea reacts with the china, isn't it?
That's true. Yes,
you know your
stuff. Yes, if you have a lower quality china, and you pour the tea straight into it, it is more susceptible to cracking than if the milk goes in first, unless you've got really good quality china.
Mm.
And then, this is for the upper classes, I suppose.
Well, it's for anybody who likes a cup of tea, really.
Well, only the upper classes would have the good quality china, you know. But then if you had that good quality china, it was considered a bit gauche, you know, showing off.
Yeah.
To pour the tea in first, because it's like, look at my china, it doesn't crack when I put the tea in first. So they wouldn't do it. They put the milk in first to be humble.
Okay.
So yeah, that's the Victorians.
There's your little snippet of information this afternoon.
Yeah. I've got many a history lesson within the annals of my rap repertoire.
We've got a bit of a surprise in a minute. We've worked something out, haven't we?
Yes.
we're gonna try and do a little bit of a sing song, because you've got a ukulele over
That's
there.
That's right. Yeah.
It's a very nice looking instrument, and we're gonna try and do a little bit of a sing song in a minute. So I'm not sure if this is gonna work out, but anyway. So for those people that are listening at home, what's your social medias and your websites again?
Baron Fortitude is my character. Baron Fortitude, Victorian rapper. So you can find me at baronfortitude.com. Also, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Spotify. Just search Baron Fortitude.
And the social medias are linked to the website, and the website's linked to the social medias and all that jazz.
Yeah, and also, if you're interested in the Ballyrags Comedy Night, the first of which is on Thursday at Bar 74.
That's this Thursday.
This Thursday, yes.
Thursday the 18th of April.
That's right.
Right,
yep. You can find us Ballyrags on Instagram, Facebook, and ballyrags.com.
You're on the billing as
I'm on the bill as Baron Fortitude,
and you've got Polly Proud.
Yep, Polly Proud and Alex Toy are local comedians from the Isle of Wight.
All right.
Yep. We've got headliner Simon Emmanuel from Wales, as seen on the BBC. And he's also bringing along a friend of his, Sandro Ford, from Wales as well. So,
sounds like a jam-packed night of...
Yes.
Fun and frolics. And that's £10 on the night. £10 in advance, £12 on the night. And then doors are at 7 o'clock. And who's the host of the night?
Toby Brown, if anybody knows him.
Oh, I do know him. He's come into the studio in a couple of times and had a chat. Beautiful bloke.
Yep.
Right, so Do you want to do this track?
Oh, yes, right now, yes.
Right, so...
Live music, live on Vectis Radio.
hopefully this will go all right, but this is... what's the name of the track?
So this is called The Cue.
Right, so this is local rapper and comedian Baron Fortitude with The Cue.
There's something going on over there, and several people want to see. And we have a simple system for this eventuality. All British people know the drill for situations such as these. We're civilized, we don't push in. So darling, if you please. Come let us join the queue, my love, come on, let's join the queue. When you live in Britain, it's expected of you. There's him, then her, then them and their dog, and then a space for me and you. So come on, darling, let us join the queue. No one can queue quite like we do, even by happenstance. In other backwards countries, just take a look at France. They'd rather form an angry mob too eager to advance. But British people know the rules and leave nothing to chance. Come let us join the queue, my love, come on, let's join the queue. If somebody cuts in line, we all know what to do. There'll be a lot of angry muttering and a smattering of tutting too. For there shall be no one better than the queue. Everything is fair and everybody waits their turn. If you have no time to queue, that's none of our concern. We join just at the right time, because here come more and more. Do the fellows at the back even know what they're queuing for? Some folk from other nations think it's something to abhor. But life is not a destination, the journey matters more. We're waiting in the queue, my love, we're waiting in the queue. We joined at 1 o'clock and now it's nearly 2:30. But we made some friends along the way and they all seem well to do. So come on, darling, let us join the queue. We're waiting in the queue, my love, still waiting in the queue. Our dedication to this must be hard to misconstrue. Some other chaps have just dropped out, but we shall see it through. For good things come to those who wait in the queue. We'll reach the end, don't know where. Some lovely friends along the way. So keep smiling through as you wait in the queue. For at least we've queued up on a sunny day.
Radio FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Vectis Radio. Vectisradio.com.